Welcome, everyone, to A Voyage Through Film. I'm Daniel. We got my boy Mikey Mike.
Hooty hoo!
Hooty hoo!
And we got Anthony.
You're fired.
Just us, and we're going to be taking you through the highlights and the lowlights of Hollywood. And we are continuing my boy Arnie's month.
Another one.
With Anthony's pick, True Lies.
Oh, yeah. Slept on.
What
a treat.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Either you love it or you hate it.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they say. I feel like it is kind of in the middle. It's a whole whopping 71% on that tomato meter there.
71 tomato, okay. It's
a and a 76 audience score.
That sounds about right, honestly.
No.
I give it higher than that.
Well, what would you put it, like, in the 80s?
If we're going off a tomato meter, that shit should be 99%. Like, come on.
Shit should smell fresh all the way from here.
Yeah.
Well, if that doesn't get you going, I think IMDb gets it right with a 7.3.
Ooh,
that's good for IMDb.
That's right in the middle.
And that's like the same as like Scarface.
No way.
I hope not. But they describe it as a fearless, globe-trotting terrorist battling secret agent has his life turned upside down when he discovers his wife might be having an affair with a used car salesman, Bill Paxton, while terrorists smuggle nuclear warheads into the United States.
Nice.
That's the whole movie.
That's a lot. That is basically the whole movie. It's directed by James Cameron.
Yeah,
our boy making a comeback. Yeah, what's up, James?
He's not like. Does he have any other espionage in like any movie? I feel like he's always super like gung ho.
Yeah, well, for a spy movie, this was pretty gung ho.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wasn't a whole lot of. It was mostly Arnie just like. All right, well, you snuck in. What are you going to do? I'm going to go through the front gate. And then he just blows up the fucking compound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the tagline for it. When he said, I do, he never said what he did.
That's really good.
That's perfect. I love it. That's great. Oh my god.
A little raunchy for a Cameron movie too. I was like pleasantly surprised during this movie.
Yeah, you like Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis won a fucking Golden Globe just by fucking dancing on a fucking bedpost.
You're goddamn right she did.
She worked out for like 30 days straight to get to that physique and then won a Golden Globe. That's what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my girl does.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And the whole time they were playing rock, just real quick, they were playing like some rock song, and just the thought that there's no music actually playing and she's dancing that way just made me laugh so hard. She's really getting it in.
She's just like, yeah.
They could have been playing some music on the set.
My wife was like, damn, Jamie Lee. That's crazy.
Yeah, you think of her as like the like girl from Halloween or something, like the nerdy high school kid.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, you sure do.
It's the only movie she ever played in.
Oh. But anyways, we got James Cameron also as one of the writers.
Nice.
Along with Cloud ZD and Simon Mikhail.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Those guys. But let's get to this cast. We got the man of the hour. Our boy. Ah! Ani!
Oh, yeah.
As a... Harry.
Yeah, so what happens here? So it's like, in his career, he does like some action movies, and then someone just is like, that guy's pretty funny, though. Yeah, and then they just start making like action comedies with him.
It's, I mean...
But like, I feel like it's just... How many is it in a row?
It's natural progression, dude.
Like, he did Last Action Hero.
I think it's just... Arnie's so charismatic and likable, he doesn't even need that many lines, and Cameron really does a great job of bringing out the best in Arnie, I feel like.
Yeah. But he does Last Action Hero, and then this, and then he does Junior.
What's Junior?
When he's pregnant.
When?
I don't know if I remember that. Junior.
Oh, is that where he says, it's not a tumor? It's a baby.
Oh, yeah, that is it.
That's, okay.
That's why you watch that one.
Okay, that makes sense now. We also got my girl. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold Fox.
Yeah,
it's like fireworks.
This one and, like, Trading Places are, like, the two that she plays, like...
No. Oh.
The don't hot, even get hot me, woman.
Don't even get me started, Mark.
Oh. She's so comedic that I was like surprised to see her sexualized so well. And it's just for a short period of time because I feel like she's not sexualized the whole movie. It's just.
She's like clumsy
halfway through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When she turns it on, oh,
yeah,
she turns it on.
I was like, oh, 1 to 10.
Yeah. I was like, God damn, Jamie. But yeah, no. Jamie Lee Curtis, smoke show.
Yep.
But we also got my boy, Tom Arnold.
Your boy, Tom Arnold. This guy's so weird. I love
Tom Arnold.
He's not even in anything.
He is.
We were looking at
a bunch of like random 90s.
Soul Plane, baby.
Yeah, yeah, I just love him. Yeah, I love Tom Arnold.
Yeah, he's saying like I get him confused with Rip Torn.
Okay, I can see it. I can see like old Tom Arnold.
Yeah,
he looks
old off the drugs, Tom Arnold. Because Tom Arnold seems like he's hopped up on coke for sure.
He was, yeah, for
he
a
was?
While there.
Yeah, it's pretty public, I think. Yeah.
He definitely seems like it.
And we also have, dude, this was like a star-studded cast. We have Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Sleazeball Bill, perfect.
I'm pretty, like, lukewarm on Bill Paxton usually, but I really liked him in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really sold it.
No, he played a used car salesman very well.
Yeah. And, like, the perfect physique to, like, act like he is a secret agent, but, like, not... But also, like, that's, like, hilarious to even think that he is.
Yeah, it's true. He had the perfect outfits for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but we also have, I want to give a shout out to my little side piece, Tia Carrere. Karara? She's my girl from Wayne's World. Love her.
Oh, yeah.
You were frozen for a bit. Are you talking about Tia Career?
Yeah. I was literally just saying my little side piece, Tia Career.
Would you tank for with
Wayne's
her?
World. Yeah. That's my girl. I love
Wayne.
Her. Wayne. What are you doing, Wayne?
And then, yeah, and then the only other person that's really notable here is this guy who, like, killed it, and then I never saw him again, Art Malik, as, like, the main terrorist.
Yeah.
I
thought he was really good in it, but, like, I've never seen him.
Yeah.
And, like, then he did nothing after this that I can recall.
Mm.
He gets, like, a top bill for it.
He played Sir Grimsby in The Little Mermaid, apparently.
No, yeah, okay, yeah, that's good.
I mean, I was going to say my boy Grant Heslov.
Yeah, I've seen him in a few things. He's a bad guy.
In Congo.
Okay.
He was a good guy.
He was a good guy?
Greatest, yeah, he was the greatest guy in Congo, so.
Nice, well, never forget.
And, since Joshy Baby isn't here.
Skip the cinematographer.
Yeah, fuck the DP. Fuck that shit. Fuck you. Fuck you, Josh, and the DP. I don't care. I didn't even look at who it was. I don't care. I didn't even look at it.
Great.
Let's get into it then.
All right. As always, broken up into three parts. So we're going to start right off. Punching ice with a knife and blending in with the rich is easy as shit when you can tango like that. You surely have a gift.
No time to tango.
At the party, Harry downloads the bad guy's data. No need for a floppy disk. He overstays his welcome and leaves out the front door. Some fellow skiers take offense and decide to surprise. Harry says fuck a ski lift and sends them mile high with a few bullet holes because he's a real cool guy. When they report to the boss, they forget to be rock hard with facts if they want to nail terrorists with a sneak attack. Stakeout number two is at the art dealer's. However, she forgets how serious her employer is, so her boss reminds her with some slaps. The bad guy is onto Harry's antics and decides to take him out in the bathroom, but Harry had other ideas and tells them to hold on to this. Before he delivers the kiss of death, the bad guy gets away by driving a motorcycle off a hotel ledge while a horse prevents Harry from dropping dead.
Yeah, like off the fucking roof.
What the fuck was that? He almost killed himself. This was like the other guys.
Yeah, I thought he was going to punch that horse.
Dude, what the fuck? He would have never made that jump.
Yeah, no, that never had a chance there. I can't believe the other guy made it into the pool is a fucking miracle already. If you did it with a horse, the horse dies for sure.
That was one of my favorites. Oh my god. Because Arnie goes back, he looks back and he's like, I can make it. And then he like revs his horse up like a fucking actual motorcycle.
Yeah.
And gets a running start, and then the horse is like, nah, dude, what the fuck? It's just, nah.
Yeah, that was
so great. Yeah.
And then it pulls him back up after it like launches. I thought it was just going to launch him into the pool. But.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to be like, you know, like mega unicorn moment. And he just jumps across the fucking roof with a horse. I was ready for it.
But going back to the beginning, like that whole part, like at the mansion and stuff, like he comes out of the ice and climbs up there, plants the bomb. Like, I don't know. I love that. That felt like an intro to like Mission Impossible or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But it, like, I don't know. How thin was that ice?
It was a little thin.
It was pretty thin, yeah.
But it's like, still cool. I mean, come on.
There was like a whole gate going through it. I don't know. What the fuck?
A gate?
Like, what? That's what he was like cutting through a iron gate that was going through the whole fucking lake. Okay. And I was like, okay, so you just have like a giant gate through your lake? What's going on here, buddy?
You gotta keep the divers out.
I guess. Yeah, you gotta keep Arnie out. But yeah. That didn't really help. He can just cut through it. He could probably chew through it.
Yeah, the way he enters that, infiltrates that mansion was like real slick.
Yeah, and he just walks through the kitchen, and then the chef is like, "Sacre bleu, what are you doing here?" And he's just like, "What? This is under season. There's no salt. Take it all back."
Yeah, that was good. I liked how he blends in by just like acting like an arrogant asshole.
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, you're right. I am fucking a shitty cook." Get back. Yeah, he just goes right into it. It's great.
Yeah, and it's like, how, like, I was wondering, like, do all these people like recognize him as like the secret agent that's coming for them? Like, is
that's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, well, they're all looking at him, like, because it's like one, like, I mean, if you go to a party, like, do you know every single person there? Like, you see one person that you like looks unfamiliar and you're gonna freak out. They were all freaking out.
Well, yeah, because he kept going up to them trying to blend in, saying, "Hey, it's nice seeing you again." They're like, "Who the fuck?"
Colonel, it's been so long.
Yeah, he's talking to him like he knows them.
Who the fuck are you?
It's great because you know the security staff is like on high alert, so they're like watching everybody. Yeah, so he has to like make nice with people, make it look like he knows them. He's real smart.
And did the... I actually ended up watching that stream that you posted.
Oh, nice.
And because, yeah, none of my fucking torrents worked. All the like audio was like out of sync. Oh, but anyways.
We can get into that real quick. This movie is impossible to watch.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Not like it's bad or anything, but it's fucking ridiculous. But you guys know what really sucks is we were supposed to record this a week ago. And 1 week ago, this was on Paramount Plus.
Oh
man. The stream was good though. I will say that stream was fucking great. I don't know how it was like the internet archives. It's where you can find like old
I don't know if we need to like promote it like that.
Yeah, can we not blow up their spot, bro?
Yeah, no, but it's just like a classic site where you can like find like old like URLs, like what was on them published previously.
Yeah, I ended up like, I saw that the only place I could get it was like pay $20 to get it everywhere. And so, yeah, I tried to like just find it online too for like a free stream. That shit was not working well. So I just had to bite the bullet. I got the Apple 4K stream of it.
You own it now though, baby.
Yeah, but the fucking 4K Blu-ray is coming out in like a month. So now I'm just like not going to buy that. Now I just have the digital one. But yeah, anyway.
How was it on 4K?
It did. I mean, compared to what I had started watching it on, it was like going from like VHS to 4K. Yeah I mean, it was. Yeah, it looks great. There was some like DNR issues where it's like over smooth on some of the stuff, but I don't know if that's just makeup sometimes. But overall, yeah, I give it like a solid like 7 out of 10 for the transfer.
Nice. That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, it is from 94.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, just had to get that off my chest. Shit was annoying as fuck to watch. Just to try to find a way to watch it. Yeah, Omega Sector.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like some made-up shit, I guess. But there's also, like, when he leaves, he just walks out the front door of that place, and he's like, "Here's my invitation," blows the shit up. And there's a crazy, like, chase through the snow. Like, guys coming on skis for him and shit. And he just, like, fucking John Wicks him. Like, one-shots
all
like
of them. I felt like James Bond.
I mean, yeah, straight out of James Bond with the henchmen skiing in.
That was pretty good.
With matching outfits, all white.
And just dying instantly.
Yeah. All white matching outfits. And the amount of people he kills in that first scene is remarkable.
with one little clip in that pistol.
Yeah, he kills so many guys. Yeah. And he fucking smacks two Dobermans. It looks like Dobermans.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the fucking... God, that's the best part. Crushes their heads.
Yeah, he kills two dogs at once.
Dude, they looked at him like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with that.
That was great. Oh, my God. He was just like... just clap their heads together. so good. How else would he deal with dogs?
But also when
bathroom
he's going
scene, though.
Yeah, when he's going to chase those terrorists, that bathroom fight scene is in the bathroom fight scene Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that reminded me of, was it John Wick that had that scene? Or no.
Mission Impossible.
I feel like Mission Impossible Fallout, ripped I think. That. Yeah, they ripped that shit from this movie sure.
I mean, there's plenty of notable bathroom fight scenes, like Eastern Promises and in the bathhouse.
Yes.
Get full Vigo peen.
There's a Bourne movie where he fights in the shower too.
Oh yeah, that's like a super quick one. He's like, isn't he like defending himself with like a Bible and then like a washcloth?
Yeah.
And the other guy's a knife.
Yeah. I think he chokes the guy or something right in the fucking shower.
And they're both naked.
And they start... we can stop there, actually.
Yeah, it was cool.
Aroused.
What's up with those guys waiting so long to kill him, though? I mean, oh my God. He literally had to go, like, right behind him. Like, the first thought I had was... Arnie, what if they just came in the bathroom and just shot you right away? Like, instead of, like, telegraphing it.
Yeah,
the whole
right?
plan would have been over.
Yeah, because he just puts, like, the cigarettes down. The cigarette pack with the camera. Is he just waiting for Tom Arnold to say, like, he's about to fucking shoot you in the head? Or, like, can he
see
it?
No, he can see it.
He can see the glasses.
Okay, and the glasses.
Yeah. I'm surprised he wasn't like, this is the first time cigarettes will save a life.
Oh, that would have been sick.
Dodge the bullet? Oh, man. Yeah.
That was when cigarettes were cool, though, still, so.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yeah, cigarettes are still cool, bro.
Harry finds out his wife seeing a sleazy used car salesman pretending to be a spy in need of help as a matter of national security. Harry employs actual agents to run a sting operation on the sleaze bag as he tries to trick his wife into sleeping with him. Harry almost threw the naval lent off a ledge, only to find out the little prick has a little dick and is scared to piss. Harry interrogates his wife with a robot voice and only asks her questions about her fidelity, then gives her a secret mission, pretending to be a prostitute with the goal of planting a bug in a bad guy's hotel room. Actions speak louder than words, and boy, oh boy, does Jamie Lee give us a lot of it. That is until the terrorists come and take them hostage.
Nice.
Oh, I come.
See who comes first.
Yeah, me or the terrorists.
Yeah, so first off, I can't believe anyone would cheat on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For real. Even if he is just a sales guy. Look at him.
And if he's just always busy as fuck.
Yeah, I would gladly appreciate that.
Although, I mean, it was kind of fucked up that like they show him on his birthday and he shows up 3.5 hours late.
Yeah, it was 3.5 hours late. Wow.
Yeah, it was like 11 something. It's like, Jesus, is he cheating on her? Like, what would she think?
I was chasing a terrorist to a mall.
Like, what is it? He has the worst excuses. His buddy called and said he left something at the office and has to go get it back. Yeah. It's 11:30. What are you doing? No.
And then, I love how this turns into, I was telling Mark that. I love how it turns into like an episode of Cheaters halfway through.
Yeah, no, there's a huge tone shift.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah, once he finds out that she's cheating or that she's like talking to someone else. Yeah, the tone shifts entirely.
Yeah, completely.
It becomes more of a comedy, yeah.
That's where it becomes a comedy. And then Tom Arnold's just like, you really want to use police resources to tell your wife I can't do that? And he's like, and then he just slams him into a wall and he's like, come on, it's my wife.
Well, he's like, and he like threatens him. He's like, I'm going to tell about you getting a blowjob and like costing like a 6 week mission or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. But he also just like,
you knew about that?
Into walls. Yeah. For no reason.
Yeah, because you can.
His buddy just makes it worse, though. He says the worst shit. Tom Arnold's always like, she's probably just like, fuck. I mean, what do you expect, man? She's just trying to, like, you know, have fun.
Yeah, he always throws in jabs where even before that, he was just like, I know you're a terrible father, but, you know, your daughter.
She's probably like, using the money to pay for an abortion. That's what he says.
Yeah, he like comes back to him like in shock that he found out his wife's cheating on him, and he's just like, oh yeah, yeah, of course she is. Happens to everyone.
I mean, what do you expect, bro? You're never home. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Gotta go home.
Gotta go home. Why won't you go home?
Bill Paxton is amazing.
Oh yeah,
as the used car salesman. These scenes were so funny when they're doing the test drive.
Yes,
I'm just cracking up the whole fucking time. And then he's like, he keeps on like saying shit that keeps getting Arnie all fired up, and eventually Arnie just fucking backhands his fucking nose like into his head, and he kills him. Like that little, like, but it's like it didn't actually happen. It's like a daydream. Little, like, daydream, yeah. That shit fucking killed me. I was fucking dying.
That was my favorite part of the fucking movie, right there.
Yeah, no, I have a star next to it. Yeah,
dude, he backfists him, and I was immediately. I thought it happened because it's been so long since I've seen it. I was like, yes. Yes, because he was just talking about how sexy his wife was. He's like, oh, no, she's, like, boring and like, bored and shit, but, like, yo, she has, like, a nice pair of tits and a nice 10-year... He said 10-year-old's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like,
fuck. Yes, of a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, her stupid-ass husband doesn't even know shit and all this stuff.
Yeah, dickless husband.
Yeah.
Fucking like, dickless. Oh my God. That's what he is.
And Arnie's just like playing into it. It's so good.
He's like, yeah, very funny, right?
And meanwhile, he's like going over. Apparently, he's going over 90 miles an hour in this like 50s vet. He's fucking driving like an asshole.
Yeah. No, that shit was fucking amazing.
Yeah, no. And that's, I love that. Where it turned into an episode of Cheaters hardcore, and he uses police resources.
Yeah.
He's just
secret
like,
agent. Oh
yeah, and it doesn't even stop
intelligence
there.
Resources.
I need all agents on this red Corvette. And they're just all like, yeah, I saw the fucking female's head disappear into the male's lap.
Oh, yeah.
Hey! And they're just like throwing shots.
Yeah.
And Tom,
they have no idea it's his wife.
Yeah,
no, it's great.
And they like follow them to like a trailer in the forest, and then they like cut that shit in half to pull them out of there. But they like push, like when they do that, then she like opens up her legs and he falls into her, then it just looks like that. Yeah, so
yeah, that was funny. Yeah, because he was trying to like get her to go to Paris. She was just like,
he's really smart about it, though. I mean, he had like the fake tickets.
Yeah, well, those were just fake tickets. They must have been, right?
Yeah, I think they were fake. Yeah, I mean, look, he lives in a trailer. I doubt he can afford two tickets to fucking Paris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the whole time too, he's like acting like he's taking credit for all the shit that Arnie's doing. So it's like,
right?
I don't know. It's so perfect.
It's like Total Recall, bro. It's like there's like a parallel where it's like, hey, this might actually be happening.
Yeah,
and it is.
Yeah.
They destroy the fuck out of his house, though. That was great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they put a fucking can opener to that goddamn trailer and just rip off the end of it.
That was pretty crazy.
That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, and she takes being kidnapped for, at that point very well.
Yeah, she knees one of them in the balls.
Okay, well, maybe not that part, but once she's all tied up and just in that room, for the most part, she's pretty cooperative, just like, oh, yeah, what do you want?
Like, right.
I would be freaking out.
I mean, she did freak out a little bit with the fucking chairs. I thought she was actually going to break through.
She was
through.
Just, like, annoyed. Yeah, I thought that would have been good if she broke through and saw it was him.
Well, it's because Tom Arnold's a fucking menace, man. He kept saying weird Tom shit. Arnold. He's like, oh, it's because your husband is a bad lay, right?
Yeah. Your husband just doesn't do it for you anymore, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah. And it's like, the voice is already modulated and garbled already, so imagine... fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice in that.
Yeah.
And he's like, stop it.
Yeah, it's like, would you not be able to tell, kind of?
Yeah.
There was this one part where when they take her hostage in the back of the van, Tom Arnold, she like knees him or something, and then he takes the back of the AK and like uses the butt of it to smash the back of her head. And to Arnold, Harry just turns around and clocks him right in the face.
He's like, that's my wife.
Yeah, like, what are you doing, bro? You can't do that. Like, you can't. Yeah. I thought that was so funny. He literally tries to knock her ass out with a gun. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. That couldn't have been Tom Arnold, because like, Tom Arnold was in on it.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, he was in the van.
Oh, what? Oh, okay.
I think it was just one of the other people weren't in on it, really. But yeah, still. But yeah, then they end up, like, recruiting her.
Yeah, that was the weirdest part.
That was kind of weird.
He was just like, oh, okay, you still love me?
Well, because she was saying, like, oh, I wish I could have, like, traveled the world and stuff. It's like, oh, I can give you, like, a way to get some excitement if that's really what you want.
Yeah, but I don't know. This is all just really weird on Arnold Schwarzenegger's part.
Yeah, his ploy is like very odd and cruel in a way.
Yeah,
it was the most unbelievable part.
I did like the French recording though. I mean, come on, that's pretty hilarous.
French record. Oh yeah, yeah.
The French man that gave her actions.
Yeah, they send her to some guy in a hotel. They say to dress sexy, and she comes with the least sexy dress I've ever seen in my life. And then rips it apart. She rips it apart to make a good dress out of it.
Yeah.
That was a really good sequence though. Of her ripping off the
sleeves, like the mesh and sleeves
and the collar.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it.
Gives him the super seductive dance. He's like hiding in the shadows with the voice recorder. That's pretty good.
Yeah, the way the DP shoots his eyes is pretty awesome too. It's like super dark, and then you see like Arnie's like white glossy eyes. It's perfect.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that she wouldn't be able to
tell, see him in a shadow. Yeah, he's so big. Yeah. He's so distinct. Arnold has a distinct physique for sure.
Is that former Mr. Olympia?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Or is that a terrorist? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Like, yeah, she does the sexy dance, and then he kisses her with the rose. Been kissed by a rose.
Yeah. That was great. She kicked the shit out of him. She beat the fuck out of Arnold.
Yeah, no, she got him.
She got it. She didn't want to cheat on her husband.
And this was so annoying. Now she's like, what are you doing? Like, I'm a secret agent.
This is my fault. She thinks it's her fault.
Yeah.
I'm not Bill Paxton. I'm a real secret agent.
Yeah. She's like, I'm doing something.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Let me handle this.
It's a sting operation on you. Like, fuck me.
Yeah, Arnie just keeps like, nah, she's just a whore. Don't do anything to her. She's just some common whore. I've never seen her in my life. Please don't hurt her. Way to make it obvious that you're like married to her.
I love that about this fucking movie. Cameron, dude, he's not holding anything back here with the fucking lines. Harry and his wife are held hostage as the terrorists continue their sinister mission of blowing up cities with huge bombs. Harry breaks free from the chains of marriage. Wait, no, he breaks free from being handcuffed and kills just about every single person single-handedly in various ways. We're talking real badass, cool spy guy type shit. Yeah. Harry takes a swim in order to avoid death by fire, chases the bastards down that took his wife hostage. No surprise, he and his team pretty much kill everyone while blowing up a bridge and saving his wife all in one stint. That is where the movie should end, but James Cameron is a fucking maniac. So we see Harry fly a jet, save his kid, and fire a bad person while ending this bit with the tango because Harry is cool as shit.
Nice. You're fired.
I 100% agree that the end of the movie should be with them kissing in front of the nuke.
On the nuke.
No, but then we wouldn't get you're fired.
That's where the get that. No, the script ends there, and then the studio's sure. Like, well, we want a big crazy like set piece, like other than that one. We want another big set piece. So they're like, oh, okay, well, I don't know. He just gets in one of the jets and flies off, and they fucking he shoots the terrorist through a building.
That was the best. Yeah. And Tom Arnold just like, yeah, no, he's just rusty. And Arnold's trying to take off in a Harrier jet. And he's just like, just bumping into police cars and like finally takes off. Pulls a fucking Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah,
he almost kills his daughter. Let's be real here.
Yeah,
that jet, his daughter should have.
He almost kills his whole family. Yeah, he almost kills Jamie Lee Curtis when he blows up the fucking bridge.
What was he supposed to do then? But what was he supposed to do with his daughter then? Like, not come up to her with the jet?
No, I mean, that's fine and all. It's just she should have died. Is my point? Like, there's so many opportunities for her to die. He's like, and then even when he had her on the jet, he wasn't like fully securing her, and he was just like having her hold on. She's like, "Dad, I'm gonna fall."
Well, he would just like grab her arm through like a broken window, and then she would slide off and start cutting up her arm on the broken glass.
Yeah. And then she's just like, "Dad, do something!" Yeah. And he's like, "Oh yeah, you're fired." Mm. And then he fucking blows that bitch up and all the terrorists. He blows all the terrorists up. It was literally the only thing he could do is shoot a fucking missile.
Yeah. It definitely felt so forced, that whole last 20 minutes or so.
They blew like half their budget on this final sequence that didn't matter.
I don't know why though. When that happened, I was like, there's still like fucking 30 minutes left of this movie.
Yeah, right.
Fuck?
I thought all the bombs were destroyed too. What happened with that?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. They were all taken out on the bridge.
That's what I'm saying. The script ended there.
You mean the bridge that he blew up to save his wife? I love how he was just like, just shoot the bombs at the bridge, and they're like, there's no nukes on it, right? It's clear, and he's just like. Yeah.
And they're like, all right.
And then he just looks at Tom Arnold and he gives him a wink. And he's just like, I don't know.
They're like, don't worry, it's just Florida.
It's just the Keys. Who cares?
Yeah.
The way that henchwoman dies is pretty funny, too. She just says, oh, shit. Gets thrown off a cliff.
But that was a pretty cool scene, though.
When she finally grabs his arm.
Yeah.
Well, and then it's like that shot that where she's like basically like from the car,
like getting like sucked out of the car as the car like
falls out. That was a pretty cool stunt. Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Apparently, Arnold did a lot of his own stunts.
No, really. There was definitely a few scenes where I could tell that it wasn't him.
Yeah, apparently he insisted on doing a lot of his stunts. I know, like, for some of the crazy shit, they like the guy on the horse, definitely wasn't Arnie.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No.
That was hilarious, too. Yeah. We never mentioned that he just, like, forces a horse into an elevator.
Well, also, the other guy is just, like, still on his motorcycle in the parallel elevator. It's just, they're, like, watching each other. Yeah. Arnie's
being, like,
down.
Like, friendly with these so old funny. People.
Still on his horse. Yeah. that part was ridiculous.
And he's always saying sorry, like the little gentle giant. He's always like, sorry,
sorry, sorry, I can't help horsing around.
I love the part when they are first taken by the terrorists together, and they give him the truth serum.
And he's
like, he starts seeing shit, and she's like, oh, you can't lie on this? And he's like, no.
I guess
like,
not.
Oh, well, are we gonna die? He's like, yeah.
It makes you tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Is it working?
Ask me a question that I normally would lie to.
Are we gonna die?
Yep.
I'd say it's working.
They're gonna shoot us in the head. Are they gonna torture us to death? Okay. Or are they gonna leave us here until the bomb blows
Harry!
Up?
And tortured. He says you're gonna get tortured and controlled.
They're going to if we're not going to die from shooting in the head, they're going to torture us to death. She's like, I guess you can't tell the truth only.
I love a good truth serum scene.
Yeah.
That was done well. It was nice and short too.
Yeah. And then she drops an Uzi down the stairs that kills everyone.
That was great.
That was
pretty
crazy.
Stupid, honestly.
That should have shot her, like, because it kept shooting back at her. She should have died there, too.
Yeah, she should die.
She should die. Well, she should have died, actually, when the henchwoman, the art dealer, she, like, the wife slaps her in the face with her ring turned inside to her hand. Cuts her. And my favorite part about this is that art dealer does not give a fuck. And she pulls out her pistol and she just goes to shoot. She doesn't say a fucking word. She's not trying to like dwell in the moment and teach her a lesson. She's just going to blow her fucking brains out for that.
She's already had enough with her.
Yeah, she's like, she doesn't even I love that. And then the guy stops her and we need a hostage.
Yeah.
But like she was just going to kill her. Like no questions, nothing said. Just you're out now. Don't slap me. You're dead. Like, fuck you.
Don't slap me, you dead.
All right, well, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger obviously carries.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, maybe the Steel choice seems obvious to you guys, but I really think Bill Paxton steals the shit. But
yeah.
It's a fine assessment.
Yeah, that's fair. Because
like, Jamie Lee Curtis is awesome in this, but...
Yeah,
she won a Golden Globe, man, for this.
It's like a scene stealer.
Half the time she's in the movie, it's like as someone, I don't know, like someone who's like holding the story back. And then...
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so. She's only... It's just the raw potential of the story, Mark. She's not holding it back. She's showing what it could be.
It's kind of like a Matchstick Men situation where it's like, wouldn't we maybe just rather have like an Arnold Schwarzenegger espionage movie? Does it have to be like this?
Does he have to have a wife?
God, women and children ruin everything, huh? We just talk about it.
Yeah, can we just, come on. Can't live with them? Can't live without him, am I right?
Yeah.
Or no, what does Tom Arnold say? He's just like, can't live with them, can't kill them.
Oh, yeah, that was such a something like that. Terrible way to phrase that.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was great. This movie was great.
But so, who would you guys pick for the steal?
Oh, Jamie Lee, my girl. Are you kidding
me? All right, Anthony decides it.
I will only say Jamie Lee because Bill Paxton has such a short role in this
film. Yeah, but
honestly, she steals it in the scene where she
the sexy
does
scene?
The dance, and it's not because she's sexy. It's just because it's a complete transformation of that character. It's like she just that's what got her the Globe win, that for sure.
So if Bill Paxton just danced around a little bit.
Yeah, if they gave him one more scene, I'd give it to him.
Yeah.
Just one more.
If he gave us a Sam Rockwell,
then I feel like we should create a new award called the Bill Paxton Award for like the guy who comes in and just gets like two touchdowns in 5 minutes.
And then throws the football in the stadium.
Two catches, two touchdowns, 10 yards.
Like, yeah.
2 yards. 2 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah,
someone who just comes in real quick and like wins the game for you.
The Bill Paxton. I feel like only Bill Paxton can win the Bill Paxton.
This is named after him. It's like Vince Lombardi's the only person who can win the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, I don't know, but I guess.
Congratulations, Jamie Lee Curtis, on your victory over Bill Paxton. Did anyone have recasting?
Yeah, I have a recasting, but I still have James Cameron as the director. I still have Arnie as the lead, because come on, he does such a good job. The only thing I would do, it's a little weird, but I would actually put the comedian Ricky Gervais as Tom Arnold's role. I don't know why. I could just see him in it. And then I would put Emma Stone as his wife. It'd be a crazy, kooky movie, but that's what I see.
That's like a more modern take, but
yeah,
with Arnold.
Modern take. You could even get Arnold the age he is now, like the food. He did some show called Fubar. He's old as shit playing a spy. I mean, fuck it. You could just use
him. You watch that show?
Yeah, I watched some of it, yeah.
Nice.
It's terrible, but it's, I mean,
someone's got to watch it.
It's Arnold, though. It is terrible, objectively. The writing is the worst part of that whole thing.
For my recasting, directing, we'll do Ridley Scott. I feel like Ridley Scott and James Cameron, maybe not interchangeable, that's not the right word, but I don't know, like Alien and Aliens. There's like some symbiosis there. And then in the lead, we'll do The Rock.
Oh.
And then we're gonna do Sydney Sweeney as his very young wife, too young of a wife.
For she's 26 Rock, in probably. Real life.
Yeah, and what's The Rock like 48?
Just like 50 something. He's like 50 early 50s.
Yeah. So yeah, if we could even at the age
come on,
a little
she's
bit.
26.
Yeah, but it's all good. That kind of stuff is that happens. And then I do want to cast Bill Paxton's role as Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yes. God. He would body this role for sure.
Yeah. He'd even like at the age he is now, just like old man Nick Cage. Coming in all slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sign me up.
I'd want to see him with like plastic vampire teeth in the scene where he's trying to have sex with her.
Vampire's kiss. Oh, nice. I climb up into my crow's nest, scuff my eye on a looking glass, but it doesn't matter. I can still see clearly now. I can see the used car test drive scene with the punch of the face and the constant shit talking without realizing it. It's so good.
Just ask yourself, what do women really want? You take these bored housewives married to the same guy for years, they're stuck in a rut, they need some release. Promise of adventure, a hint of danger. I create that for them.
So basically you're lying your ass off the whole time. You see, I couldn't do that.
What are you, a Boy Scout? No. Think of it as playing a role, it's fantasy. I mean, you gotta work on their dreams. Get them out of their daily suburban grind for a few hours.
What about their husbands?
Dickless! I mean, let's face it, if they took care of business, I'd be out of business, you know what I mean?
Those idiots.
Yeah, I know, that seems great. Where he's just talking shit the whole time. It's a real dickless prick. He's like, yeah, you think so? And he's like, yeah. Thing is, you just gotta create adventure for him.
So you're just lying to them constantly.
He's like, ah, don't think about it as lying. I solemnly walk up the stair steps all the way up to the cabin's den. And I peer through that keyhole. And guess what I see? I see all that booty.
Mm-hmm.
And I see glimmers of horses and motorcycles and elevators.
Mm.
But what I really see is my girl seducing a terrorist, dancing up and down, winning that role, baby. She basically got herself a job as a spy because of how good she did at that.
Now slide your nylons off, one by one.
I'm not wearing any.
That's good. Now, dance for me. No. Dance sexy. Let your hands be your lover's hands on your own skin as you move.
Nice. That probably is the acceptable answer. That's probably the more popular answer, yeah.
My girl, Jamie Lee.
Yeah.
Oh!
An undeniable scene.
Damn.
I can't believe
only
how good she looks in that scene. It's crazy.
In that dress. My lord.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no. She turns it up. She turns it up. All the way to 11?
Yeah. She really goes for it, and it works.
I love that duality of her character, like her as an actress in movies, where she can play someone that is that way, but then also just play like an aloof character completely. Quirky, kind of clumsy, very comedic role, where you almost don't even think of her in that way, but in this movie, oh my god.
Yeah.
But then even during that scene, it's like she's clumsy, like her
she falls,
it's great. And even her first dance was ridiculous.
Yeah, the first dance. Like, what are you doing? Erection lost.
My fool's gold, buckle up and hold on tight. In this test drive, wrong feels so right. For hidden lives and secret thrills, true lies test drive where anger spills.
Woo!
So, who are you working on right now?
Oh, I always got a couple on the hook, you know. There's this one right now. I got her pinned like a dog. It's great.
What does she do?
Some sort of legal secretary or something. You know, uptight and conservative. Oh. She could be so hot if she wanted to be.
Hey, but you, she gets to be real hot, huh?
Red hot.
Yeah.
Her thigh steam. It's like a dying plant, just needs a little water. Married to some boring jerk.
Married to some boring jerk.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't appreciate her. She's like all these babes. You get their pilot lit,
They can suck start a leaf blower. Oh, God, she's got the most incredible body. And a pair of titties make you want to stand up and beg for buttermilk. Ass like a 10-year-old boy.
So
when he
track?
Punches him right in yeah. the fucking face, that's the best part of the fucking great. Movie. That's yeah. what I mean to
when
say.
When he kills Bill Paxton, yeah, yeah, just Bill, for a moment.
The daydream, and yeah. then and then he drifts, parks the car in reverse. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It scares yeah. the shit out of the guy.
Yeah, he's like, the car is made for you.
Yeah, he was just like, I mean, it handles like shit. But...
Yeah, when he's driving it, yeah.
Yeah. And then Arnie just whips it around like, yeah, I like this. Just whips it right in the spot.
Nice. All right, well, we'll conclude with the thumbs up, thumbs down. And Anthony picked it. It's you.
There's only one way to go. Thumb right up the butt. Yeah, so many reasons. I mean... Jamie Lee's shimmy on a bedpost. Bill Paxton dying before he actually dies. I mean, Arnie, he's just, it's the best Arnie. It's like some of the best of Arnie. They get him, he's like able to play serious, but then also hilarious. And the way they capture his body language is probably some of the best I've seen without it being too cheesy. So thumb right up the butt for sure.
Nice.
I mean, I'll piggyback off of that thumb. And, yeah, this is a great spy thriller. I mean, of course, we all know we got my girl Jamie Lee. Best part of the movie. But Arnie, amazing. I feel like he's still playing Last Action Hero, where he's like doing a parody of all the characters he's ever played in his life. And he's just like, yeah, I just do this. I don't know. Like, I'll just shoot him in the head. Yeah, and James Cameron. This was, where the fuck? Where has this been?
Yeah. His whole life? I want more, like, more of this, please.
Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, what the hell? Yeah, like,
yeah. Give me a raunchy comedy, James. Come on.
yeah. Seriously, like, oh my god, all star cast. Yeah, Bill Paxton. Everybody. Love this movie. Thumbs up all the way. This is one big yeah.
Yeah, this is my first time seeing this one. So yeah, True Lies virgin over here. And nice. Yeah, I was like, very excited to find out that it was some kind of espionage movie. That was nice. And then it evolved first into like a divorce movie or something, and then into a comedy, and then yeah. back into espionage, but from the other side. Yeah, so it has a nice little arc to it. It does have an extra 20 minutes added to the end that are just like deleted scenes. I can guarantee
ending.
You that was not in the original script. Bill Paxton kills it. I feel like he had like, so much fun.
You have this Harrier jet lying around.
Yeah, I might as well. Yeah. that part looked okay for being in the 90s.
For 90s, that's actually, I was kind of blown away by how well that fighter jet scene looked.
For the 90s, yeah, it's amazing. By today's standards, it's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tom Arnold, he was in it.
Wow.
Okay. Damn, Shade. Tom Arnold was in it.
No, I'm just kidding. I did actually like Tom Arnold quite a bit in this one. I usually don't give a fuck about Tom Arnold, but, Tom Arnold.
I don't give a fuck about tomorrow.
Yeah, James Cameron jumping off in the water. Didn't he got to film some water in this? A little bit of underwater at the beginning, so I know he loved that. But yeah, it's an Arnie classic. It's potential Mount Rushmore of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. It's in the running. It would be fighting for that fourth spot. There's like a few there that are fighting for that fourth spot. We can maybe get into like maybe we'll try to do a Mount Rushmore of the Arnie movies at the end of the month. But yeah, thumbs up. Woo! Sweep it.
How far up your ass is that thumb?
Like past the knuckle.
Oh, okay.
That's about as far as you can get. Well,
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I can only get up to the second knuckle. Yeah,
And then it becomes fisting.
And then we're getting into something else, Feller.
That's for like a Scorsese film with Arnie. We're gonna reserve that. Like a Quentin Tarantino Arnie movie that we need.
Anything past the second knuckle is solely reserved for Scorsese.
Yeah, wow. For sure. Everybody does that.
Okay. I'm learning this now, so alright, I guess.
All right, well, no need to spin the wheel when someone doesn't show up. So Daniel gets the pick.
Oh, wow.
What's it going to be?
I told you I didn't know what
I wanted. Oh, you had this whole time to think on it.
To think on it?
I know you should pick. But I feel like if I say it, you won't pick it. There's a few that I won't be disappointed by. More that I'll be disappointed by.
Wow.
Don't disappoint me.
I mean, let's just go ahead and pick Kindergarten Cop and call it a day, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of like the middle ground.
I haven't even thought of it.
For those of you listening at home, Daniel is deep in thought.
Oh, man. I mean, I kind of want to pick Junior just because.
I'm down.
Yeah, pick whatever you want. Yeah.
Or Eraser, which is the same movie as True Lies, basically. All right. For my pick, I'm going to go classic Arnie.
Ooh.
A little Rock'em Sock'em. Don't care if you knock him.
Whoa.
Wallbanger Arnie. Mm. And I'm going with Commando, baby.
Oh, we're going Commando. No one wears underwear.
We're going Commando. I'm already there.
Whoa.
Hey.
Prove it.
We're all going Commando.
Let's do it.